on Wednesday. I believe economic development is on the agenda.
Yes.
We will be reviewing any comments received today on community design. And then following that is the mobility chapter, I believe, on the 23rd.
Yes.
When are those farmers coming?
Secretary Skuse is coming May 9th, next week.
May 9th, all right, good. Sam, don't miss it.
I just think it looked like we're going to be up on this here in a little bit.
Mr. President, one last thing just to talk about with John, too, and Todd and everybody. So we're going through the goals, objectives, and strategies now. At what point or how do you want to come back and revisit the text, the narrative for each of these chapters? How do you want to approach that?
Well, when the chapter edits are made, we send them to Janelle. Do you circulate them in their revised draft form after you get them?
Yeah, but the most recent one was the future land use.
Yeah.
So then that would continue to happen with these chapters,
yeah, it just,
too.
I mean, at some point, we just got to come back to them. If there's any changes anybody wants, we need to have that probably as an agenda item for, is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. So let's talk about that. So we've got future land use, which is probably needs one more review, and maybe instead of the council reading through all 50 some pages, we show you where we flagged staff level and see what you think. Mobility, the department is doing their rewrite, and we probably need to see what the rewrite looks like, as well as a staff level recommendation review to council that could make things go faster. And then anything else, any other chapters that you feel like need one more set of eyes before it kind of is final draft.
Will we see the text as the write and then the rewrite, or just the rewrite?
Like a redlined version?
Track changes?
Track changes.
How's the mobility going to be presented?
The last I knew, it was a track change, but I think they were still figuring that one out because it's been through multiple versions of track changes. So we'll just get the most recent track change for the mobility chapter.
We could see how our most recent files were saved if they were done track changes, and I could.
It's hard to read this strike through. Is it, you know, is that what you call track change?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, red line, whatever, right?
I mean, that's just
we usually send out clean text because that's really the area of focus. We don't want you to have to read stuff that's been deleted or changed.
Yeah, if you just want.
I had a question of why we did this, I would just
Then we make come back.
You just make a note and then let us know, so we can send out the clean text. That's not a problem.
Because I don't know that we want to, you know, go through the whole narrative. You know, it's more because that would take forever. But
we just want to
put it on, and then like if you have in the margin you had a question mark, you'd say, okay, on page 13 of the land use element, why did we say that? You know,
And the goal really, the text should support all of your comments and edits that have been made to the goals, objectives, and strategies. There shouldn't be any surprises in there. I mean, when we get the edits from you, we go back and we try to make the text consistent. Okay. So there shouldn't be surprises, and if there are, I'd be surprised. So we'll see how it goes.
Are we going to see the text to the mat? When do we see that?
Future land use?
That would be the future land use, and we can get that chapter out to you.
But that's the legend to the colors?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about, like the key to the map.
So the tables?
The updated table. I haven't gotten that far through into the chapter yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what we said, that, you know, that's what really gives the map
the meaning.
Right.
Yeah.
Is what you can do in that color, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Before
we talked about it, is like, all right, we're going to call this, what was it, the coastal zone or whatever
the coastal areas,
coastal area. But that's not all that meaningful unless you know, all right, what can
zoning
you do
districts
in the coastal area?
Right.
You know, then it suddenly has meaning.
Yeah. I
go to the beach.
And I'll get that.
Where's the thing we have the 18 months to get done?
The only thing we have to do within 18 months, and the state will be providing a letter, is that they said they would, is that the zoning and the land use have to match.
Okay.
All our other ordinances we have 10 years to implement.
Gotcha.
Everything else is 10 years.
Implement or consider?
Well,
it's the implementation of the plan. So if the implementation is to consider and then we just consider it, then we've considered it.
At this point in time, I guess there are chapters that you've been through red line, we've been reviewed them, and that they're done per se. Does everybody have a copy of all that stuff, or are we going to copy of that?
Those are also on the comp plan website.
Right? Yep,
yes, they are.
Yeah,
they're
on the website.
Yeah, they're on the website. You go to the website and review them. I'm just saying we should go on the website, review them that are done. And does it say final draft? What does it say?
It says the ones that have been discussed by county council.
Okay. But I mean, to make notes or come in, then we can talk about that. I'm sorry. What?
I'm going to need them printed. I can't read off of that thing.
Could you please print off a copy of everything that's at that stage for Mr. Burton?
We can do that.
And my man.
Thank you. Anything else you need?
No,
right there is all I need, brother.
Jim.
I can read her and make notes. I got her. Everybody okay?
Just a question. In the calendar that that Robin had sent out, you know, through the iCalendar, it says next week, Wednesday, we are starting at 10. Is that correct? Or is it 9:30 per the slide?
It should be 9:30.
Everything's saying 10.
Yeah, I'm saying 10 in the calendar here.
Every week she's got 10.
Well, it says begin late, start time TBD. That's what it says. So I'm just wondering, is it really 10 or is it really 9:30?
Yeah, mine says 10 too.
I see that 10. Here. She's probably waiting for confirmation and we'll adjust. I would say unless you hear from us, they should remain 9:30. Okay. Unless you want it to be 10.
It'll all be 9:30.
That's fine. I just want to make sure that we're together based on...
Now, Secretary of Excuse is going to be here, correct?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday at 9:30, we will start. He's going to be on the agenda, presentation by Department of Agriculture after public comments, and we'll have a dialogue. I believe other farmers have been invited or made aware. Word has traveled.
So that should last at least 11 o'clock, right?
We don't know.
That's what I think.
And then, Todd, the 30th, I have one in my calendar for the 30th. We are not on the 30th. Just these two dates? For the remaining month,
30th
is tentative. So we could do 30.
We could. It's CIG. That's Memorial Day week. We don't meet Tuesday. I don't know if you have plans to be away, so we just have a tentative.
Got it.
We can make a game day decision the week ahead.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're together.
Do you know if your availability is such on the 30th? Is anyone traveling the Memorial Day week?
I haven't thought that far.
Okay. The May 30th date is a Wednesday. We don't meet as a council on Tuesday, but right. We could work as a workshop on.
Sure, yeah.
And Janelle, while we're talking, finalizing, everything's done. What happens? So we're done in Georgetown. Where does it go?
It will be submitted to the state. Mm-hmm. It'll go through the PLUS process and the cabinet committee, and then they'll get us comments, and then we'll hold a public hearing, and then we'll send it back to the state for signature by the governor.
Do you have an idea of the PLUS process and the state cabinet process timing?
So I'm not exactly sure when the cabinet committee is going to meet next. They meet typically once a quarter. The PLUS process is you submit, usually it's the first day of the month, and then you get onto that month's agenda. Sometimes they might need a little bit longer time for the comp plan to read it, especially so it's a rather large document. And then they'll get it out for agency comments, and they typically take 30 days for agency comments to get comments back. And then, again, it'll go to the cabinet committee, and we'll give a presentation to the cabinet committee.
But after it goes to PLUS, they're going to have comments on it. It seems like it should come back here whether we accept or reject those comments.
So it's going to go to cabinet committee, and then we're going to get all those comments, and then we'll figure out what we want to do, and then have a public hearing and then send it back to
won't their comments imply that we should change it to modify our text to be to coincide with their comments?
And those would all be something the council could consider as part of the public hearing.
Well, maybe this isn't the time, but it seems a little odd that we would get comments, we wouldn't react to those comments, and then we would have a public hearing, and the public wouldn't know how we're going to react to the comments. Maybe they would come up and say, we like this or we don't like this, but maybe the council should act first and then let the public comment on their action related to the comments.
That's a possibility. That's definitely an option we could pursue.
But when it goes to Dover, we're not going to see it for
about 2 months.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'd be the fall by the time we're actually talking public hearing?
Hopefully late summer.
Keep on dreaming, girl.
That's fine. Our job has been done.
Yeah, right.
Anything else? Anything else? John, were you good?
We're good.
We're done.
All right.
Thank you.